Welcome back to the Self Love Happy Hour podcast. It is a new year. Welcome to 2024. Excited to be here. I started off rocky, but we're here. I guess I'm going to start off by just like introducing myself again. I've had this podcast for a while and I feel like I should do a reintroduction. My name is Ariane. I go by Ari. I'm based in Texas. I work in tech. I am a Black woman in mid-20s that is really passionate about self-love, self-care. I enjoy art, music, newly found, fell back in love with reading, or fell in love with reading because I never think I was really in love with reading. As a kid, I didn't really read a lot, but excited to do that more now. Also just art in general, whether it's painting, creating things, coloring, spending time with family, traveling. Those are some of my hobbies that I like. So had this podcast for a while. Wanted to create a safe space for Black women to embrace self-love, see themselves through my experiences, my personal life experiences, which is basically what I share on this podcast, because I can't speak for anyone else. But, you know, being in my mid-20s, since I was about 10 years old, I've experienced a lot of things in life. I've talked about grief on this podcast. I've talked about friendships. I've talked about work to a certain extent. Which I might do a better episode on since I'm actually like working now and have had a career for a couple years. Also talked about therapy, what it's like to being in therapy, what self-care means to me, which is kind of elevated now that I'm older and that I'm experienced life in a different way. Also talked about just being stuck and having just like feeling like you're in a, feel like you're in limbo. So kind of sort of everything, but definitely want to dive into more things such as like traveling, reading, you know, experiencing dating, but not really experiencing dating because I'm very much single, which I think I've kind of talked about on this podcast as well. But sort of everything that kind of encompasses your life and your experiences and not just the act of self-care, whatever that means to you. So yeah, that's kind of just an intro to the podcast again and who I am and things that I care about. I am considered a Christian, more spiritual person though, just kind of focus on my relationship with God, which is who I believe in. I'm a follower of Christ. That's basically how I would be considered. I don't want to say the word Christian because I'm not gonna get into it, but to Americans or to the world, Christianity is Christianity, but known as a follower of Christ. So yeah, to kind of jump into this new year, not too much going on. I didn't really set a word for this year, but I am wanting to slow down. I feel like I've lived my life on times 10 as like a speed, or like 2.5 if you're familiar with like when you read or like something like that. It's like when you speed it up. I just feel like I've lived in a rush, and it's like nothing needs to be rushed. I feel like especially now that I'm an adult, I'm not like in school anymore, where like I remember if I was in school, I would like take notes on my computer or write like super fast. And as an individual, I just do everything fast. I walk fast, I talk fast, I write fast, which is probably why I have horrible handwriting. So like I think fast, like everything about me is fast and I just want to slow down. And so this year I'm really just focusing on doing things in my own time, whether it's connecting with people, whether it's getting things done, but also still trying to have discipline in that as well, because even though I'm like, oh, I'll do it later, it's very much like, okay, you need to have discipline. So working on that this year to just not even be more efficient, but just be in the moment. I feel like when you're rushing, you're not in the moment. You're not even able to appreciate some things or really evaluate or make good decisions. I really want to be able to be more decisive, as I've talked about, you know, struggling with anxiety and how that impacts my life. And so those are kind of the things that I'm focusing on this year. Really excited about some travel that I have coming up, seeing friends, continuing to heal my mind, my body, and my soul is really important to me as I'm continuing therapy, and also just keeping some things close. Like I feel like I'm very transparent on this podcast, which is the purpose of it, because I feel like God does not allow you to go through life in vain. Everything has a purpose. And so I've been open about losing my brother. I've been open about my parents' divorce, different things like that. But also just like learning to keep things close to the heart that you don't always share with people, which is fine, and necessary in life for sure. So as I experience that, just kind of sharing things that I care about, sharing things that have changed my life. And I was actually having a conversation last night via text with someone, and we were talking, or maybe it was this morning, I don't remember, but we were talking, and shout out to all my friends and people that know me that are supportive of my podcast. I don't take it lightly, especially because this has been something that I have been like off and on with and not as consistent. I've also just been intentional about when I'm using my voice. So that's kind of why the podcast is not consistent. Anyway, had a conversation last night and we were talking, and I was just saying, they were asking me, like, I'm preparing for this Texas freeze that's going on right now. By the time this episode airs, it'll hopefully be over. But they were asking me, like, oh, like, there's nobody at your house with you. And I'm like, no, like, I'm very much single. It's fine. They're like, oh, I just thought you would have somebody, you know, with, you know, like somebody that you just keep around. I was like, no, I take myself way too seriously for that. And I think that it's so important that, well, he mentioned, he was like, oh, you should talk about that on your podcast. Like, that should be the first episode of the year. I was like, yeah, that kind of sounds good. I might do that. And I honestly plan on doing it whenever it happened. But I was saying, like, people don't take themselves seriously, whether it's friends, whether it's work, whether it's whatever it is. In this case, it was like relationship or keeping people around. I don't want anybody in my space that is not bringing value to me. If you don't think that I'm a big deal, you do not deserve to be in my space, in my circle, whatever it is. And I think people take life lightly. For example, like as I've gotten older, I mean, I'm 25, but as I've gotten, like, you know, experienced life, going through things, whatever, it's like drinking is cool. But one thing about long term, it's like, I love my skin way too much. I love my body way too much, because these things do impact you. And I think it's like, if you don't take your life seriously, you do anything, you allow anything. And I'm at the point in my life, and I'm like getting out of my people pleaser era, where nothing is enough. Like, I'm just not going to let people be in my life because they've been in my life for the past whatever years. If you're not bringing value, if you don't care about me, if you don't care about the things that I care about, obviously people don't care about exactly the same thing that you care about. But if I'm not a priority in your life, or you don't treat me as such, or you don't respect me, you got to go. And so I feel like it takes being serious about your life. Like, I'm a big deal. Anybody that engages with me needs to be bringing some type of value. It doesn't have to be like, oh, we're best friends, or you have this in-depth conversation, but I need to feel peace. I need to feel happiness. I need to feel content when I'm around people. And so that's kind of how I am navigating my life this year and like moving forward. Even as far as plans with friends, if somebody says, oh, you want to hang out? I say, yeah. Like, a lot of my friends are really good about, hey, do you want to hang out? Like when we do plan stuff, and they'll be like, oh, like, I'll think of stuff to do. And I'm like, oh, same. Because I love food. My friends know I love to eat, but we don't always have to go out to eat. But also, if my friend says, oh, do you want to do this? And I don't want to do that, I'm not going to say yes just to hang out with my friend. I'm going to say, no, not really. Like, I'm kind of, you know, want to save money or whatever. Or sometimes I just say no, because no is a complete sentence. But I think it's just thinking about things intently and like doing things because you want to do them, not because you feel like you have to do them, because somebody else wants to do them. Because honestly, that person will find somebody else to do those things with. Do you know what I mean? Like, I feel like I'm at the point where I'm done overthinking things, and I'm done doing things just because people want me to do them. Granted, my health has kind of played a part in that too, of like, oh, I'm not able to do something, or like, we plan to hang out, and then like that day I end up feeling sick, which is not fun. But you know, there's other things to do. Like, there's ways to work around that. But my point of that is just saying, like, doing things that you want to do that bring you value. Because if you're spending money, if you're spending time, you want to be able to do things that you actually want to do, and not just because that person wants to do it. And I feel like in this world, there's so much judgment and there's so much comparison that people are not giving grace to people. Like, if I have an idea, my friend's like, oh, I don't really want to do that. Okay, that's fine. What do you want to do? You know what I mean? Like, there has to be flexibility. There has to be like openness, without feeling like, oh, if I don't do what my friend wants me to do, then we're not going to be friends anymore. And I feel like I've learned over time that a lot of people don't know how to be friends, and people don't know how to communicate with their friends in an effective way. And I'm guilty of that, which is why I can say that now, because I've lost friendships where I didn't communicate at that time because I wasn't in a space to communicate. or that person didn't communicate their expectations to me, therefore our friendship dissolved because I didn't even know what was going on. So it's like both of those things can happen, and I think we have to stop trying to control our friends or control, like, what is it, like, what they want in a way, because I feel like we're friends with people who mimic us, like, to an extent. You're friends with people that you know, care about the same things that you care about, like the same things that you like, or you've met somebody in college because you were the same major, or somebody that lived in your neighborhood, or somebody that is in the same organization as you. And it's easy to be attached to the thing that you have in common and not also embrace their differences in who they are. And that can be very detrimental to a friendship or to a relationship or even to you, because you're just so caught up in yourself or caught up in what you want that what other people want you can't even see, or it doesn't matter, or it's not an option. And so, you know, all that to say, I feel like that is a big part of the world right now. I feel like I'm very taken aback and just like kind of good off of interacting on social media, because it doesn't even seem real. It's just like I very much post whatever I want to post. If I'm watching, like last night I watched a documentary about Nikki Giovanni. Huge fan of Nikki Giovanni. I love her down, her and JB, James Baldwin down. And I posted on Instagram like, oh, I'm watching this because I don't know, people might want to watch it, or I just love her and I support her, so I posted it. Everything's on an aesthetic. I feel like I'm honestly not an aesthetic girly. Like if you go on my Instagram, it's very much, okay, I posted a picture because I was cute. It's not like it has to go with the photo that's next to it, or it has like a certain colorway. I'm not, that's too much effort for me. And that's kind of what social media feels like. But I, you know, I feel like as a former marketing major, as somebody that loves like marketing and just events and things, I stay connected on social media. But I very much like the aspect of like people just being real and being themselves. And I hope that's something that we bring back in 2024, is just like being yourself, sharing your quirkiness, because I'm very quirky, sharing what you like, sharing what you're reading, sharing how to help other people, you know, volunteering in the community, like doing things that actually matter other than like Instagram likes, or just like, you know, I don't know. Like I go on TikTok every day, and I love the, it seems authentic because it's like people sharing their life and like what they're doing. And I'm very much like a love to watch what people do, not to like mimic it, but it's like, and just experience people in a different way that I kind of, what's the word? That I kind of relate to. And so like I comment on people's stuff like I know them, like, oh my gosh, girl, yes, I read that too, or like, I love that show, or yeah, I didn't do that either. Like I very much love the realness of being able to interact with people in real time and not just like being observed. Do you know what I mean? Like not just being perceived, which is something that I also feel like I'm working on, because on Instagram I'll post stuff of myself and I'm just like, oh, I don't know. But then it's like, but why do you care? Like, you know what I mean? Or like, why are you scared to like post something of yourself on social media when that's the whole point of social media? Like, it's odd. I don't know. I feel like every platform is different and like kind of brings different perspectives. I don't know. Cause I've been on Twitter. I'm not calling it what it is now, but I've been on Twitter since, dang, like maybe like 12 years now. And so I feel like that gives a different vibe than like TikTok and Instagram. And so I don't know. It's just like, it's different, but Instagram just feels fake now. And I just hope that we like get away from that, because like community is so important. Interacting is so important, especially when most of us don't live by our friends and family. Well, at least I don't. And we're trying to stay connected, stay in touch. And I just want it to feel fun. Like, I just want to feel like a kid again. Like, life is not so serious. Life is supposed to be fun. Even though it is intentional, it's still supposed to be fun. It's still supposed to be light. For example, I asked for Christmas this year. My best friend's family always gets me a gift, and they were like, oh, what do you want for Christmas? And I like sent them this Lego set that I wanted, and they're like, really? And I was like, yeah, I really want it. And I opened it on Christmas and I was so ecstatic, because I'm trying to find more ways, like I said before, to be patient and just like create. And the Lego set that I got is like really artsy, and so like I'm really excited to do that. And different things that just kind of speak to me or like challenge me in a mental way, since I'm like not in school anymore and not like learning at a faster pace as far as like subjects and things like that. And so I'm like trying to find different ways to be creative, and you know, while I'm at home, or you know, expanding my skills like with kinetic things such as like crocheting or, you know, whatever I wanted to learn. And so, I don't know, just find ways to make life more fun, because I feel like we always treat a new year like it's a new opportunity, even though every day is a new opportunity. But I mean, I get it. So just finding new ways every month to be more creative, date myself, find what I like, because I don't really know what hobbies I have or what I'm really interested in, because I'm a Gemini, so my mind changes every day. But also that's like actually, and like my opinion changes all the time. And so I feel like I just want to like dive into studying more, looking up topics, like reading articles, just being like a nerd and finding information, because I feel like that's super exciting and it's always cool to learn new things. In addition to dating myself, taking myself out on solo dates every month, whether it's like staying indoors, whether it's going out and doing something. I really love thrifting. Also getting into estate sales. If you have not heard about estate sales and you'd like to thrift, you need to check it out, because obviously, basically an estate sale is basically going to like a house and they're like selling things to get rid of out of the house, whether it's books, clothes, dishware, is that what it's called, like utensils, stuff like that, TVs, art, literally anything. And some people have amazing pieces, so I'm getting into estate sales as well. What else? I mean, it's kind of cold here now, so I don't really like to go outside much when it's cold, but finding different things to do, having a cute little movie night with yourself, with your friends, hosting, I don't know, like game night. I'm actually thinking of having like a tea party sometime this year. I'm giving y'all all my tea, like I'm giving y'all all the ideas, but do something fun. What else? Dating myself more this year, traveling a lot more. If you're into like retreats, definitely encourage you guys to check out retreats, whether they're like women only or like mindfulness based retreats, traveling out the country, traveling for events, for concerts. I feel like that's really fun. Traveling just to eat, super fun as well. What else? I keep mentioning reading because that's like my new thing right now. I feel like I'm making it my whole personality. So I'm definitely a black romance girly. Shout out to all the black authors out there, the biopic authors out there. BIPOC? I said biopic. LOL. That is cringe. BIPOC authors out there, which means black indigenous people of color. I've been reading a lot of South Asian authors as well as Latinx Hispanic reader authors. Love their books, love to just have different perspectives and fantasy, magic, whatever, just interesting topics that I find. I'm not really a thriller girly, but there's authors for that, as black authors for that as well, to support. Get a library card, because we are not buying books that we're not reading in 2024. And if you do, go on bookshop.org, where you can support small business owned bookstores. Find a black owned bookstore in your community to support. Love what they have, like little cute bookmarks, little trinkets outside of like books, if you don't really want to buy a lot of books. But there's always ways to support other people, which I love. What else are we doing? That's pretty much it for me. I can't think of anything else that I'm doing this year other than like what I've mentioned. Music, always get into music. Really excited to check out some venues here where I live. Also traveling. You know, when you travel, you can kind of find things. I know me and my cousin went to San Diego a couple years ago, and we like ended up running into this music festival in San Diego. We just happened to be at the right place at the right time. We spent like the next 2 days going there. That was super fun. But yeah, let me know what you're looking forward to this year. Also have some family stuff coming up, which is fun. Get to see my family since we don't all live by each other. I'm really trying to thank y'all. Because I'm not the most adventurous person. Like, I will not do zip lining. I will not do skydiving. None of that. Horseback riding is like, eh. Like, I really want to try, but me and heights don't really get along. So, we'll see. But definitely going to a beach this year. Definitely going to a beach. It's definitely hard living far away from the water. And just, Like, that is a certain level of peace that you just don't get anywhere. Like, having your toes in the sand, hearing the waves. I mean, I'm from Florida, so growing up, I didn't always spend time at the beach, but when I went, it was, like, the best. So, yeah. But hope this video was, or this video, guys, it is, like, I'm really just not here right now. Hope you enjoyed this podcast episode. Obviously, there will be more this year. Trying to hold myself more accountable to share things when I think of them or when I actually am open to creating content. Because like I said, being perceived is very scary, but it's also very important. So definitely want to share more information about myself, about what I'm experiencing, whatever. Last thing I'll say, definitely exploring my relationship with God more and really focusing on that. As I said before, I'm a follower of Christ, so I believe that he is within me. I believe that we are one, and it's so cool to see myself in that way and give myself the like vision or like the openness of being one with God has been really exciting. And I hope to like share that on this podcast in some capacity, because he's who I live for. I can't do anything without God. God is everything. And I'm grateful to have grown up in an environment where that was encouraged and I was introduced to who he is and how he changes my life. And so that's changed a lot, you know, since I've been young to even now today. And just prioritizing that relationship, prioritizing reading the word and how it applies to my life. And so if you are a person that loves God, believes in God, and considers yourself a follower of Christ, I definitely encourage you guys to continue listening to this podcast and also just sharing your journey with others. Naturally, I feel like when it's planned, it feels very fake. And I hope that as we go along in this journey of life, that people find more organic ways to experience God and not just like overwhelmed by the word Christianity or how America sees Christianity, white Christianity specifically. And so I think that super important to explore those things within yourself and with others. I'm grateful to have a community of friends that also believe what I believe and are able to hopefully, as we move forward in friendship, encourage each other and grow together. And that's something that I've been longing for. So super excited for that as well. Thank you guys so much for tuning in to today's episode of the Self of Happy Hour podcast. It's a new year. I hope that you feel motivated and encouraged to accomplish all of your goals and are excited to see what happens in the next 300 whatever days we have left. So thanks, guys. See you on the next episode.